Coming up at 9:20, a bit later in the show, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to HF Festival at Nats Park, and we have a pair of tickets to Limp Bizkit when they come to Jiffy Lube Live. That's coming up this weekend. So keep listening for your chance to win those tickets coming up in a few hours.
I had a question for you right before we delve into our British Open conversation, which dominated a lot of my weekend when I was home. I sent Anna $20, $10 for me, $10 for Lurch.
Okay, good.
Via Venmo.
I'll have to do the same.
I just realized, can you go to the store and use Venmo?
I'm not yet. Not sure.
Well, if you have a Venmo card.
Oh, you need a Venmo card.
They have cards.
Like a credit card.
Yeah, I think Venmo allows you to, deposit into a card or maybe apply for a credit card, and you would just keep it in your Google or Apple
because
wallet.
Because Venmo, here's the way what I'm getting at. Venmo's kind of my personal slush fund, and I got my eye on a putter that's like $500.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want my wife to give me a hard time. Okay. But if I put it on Venmo,
secret putter,
it's my secret slush,
top secret putter.
You know what? No one knows, right? Can't hurt you, right, Cakes?
I mean, I guess sure.
I just realized I had
See, this is the problem with handing all of the financial purse strings over to your wife.
Yeah,
she sees
she sees all my purchases. Right?
Yeah, I mean, she's all knowing.
And listen, if I want a thing, I can just get it. But, I have to deal with some grief, some level of grief.
Right.
Just skip the grief.
Yeah.
Just use my Venmo slush fund.
Right. And shave two or three strokes off every round.
Right. What I could do.
$500.
You like Venmo, Lurch. Maybe I give you $500 or whatever in Venmo, and you give me $500 in cash because you're always a cash guy. We could maybe do that at some point.
I mean, it's like funny money to me, my Venmo, because I don't have it attached to my account. So
right.
All I do is Venmo I just usually use it. Who do I use it for, Dre? House cleaner.
Oh, Lourdes.
Ah, Lourdes.
Yes.
So hold on. You have a Venmo, but you don't have it linked to your bank?
Zippy.
Mine actually isn't either.
So how do you replenish the Venmo if it dips below a certain amount?
People just Venmo me. People just Venmo you stuff.
Okay,
my wife does a side job, does a painting job or whatever, they'll Venmo her.
Okay.
So they'll Venmo me.
Because you guys have the same account.
Yeah. I guess you guys.
There's always money in there.
There's
this
always
is not a lot.
People like my brother will send me money for something or somebody sends me money for something.
I mean, my golf pools, if I win one week, they'll just Venmo me.
I agree with Jason. It's kind of like funny
bucks.
Money.
It's funny money.
I saw someone give you money to rent the Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, yeah. Guy gave me $3.
Gave you $3 to rent it?
Whatever the cost is, $3.98.
Okay.
He wants me to watch Shawshank.
Well, you're not obligated to that. That's
I'm not. I'm not going to.
Just sent you money. Yeah.
Well, you
have to agree to it.
You should kind of send the money back.
I don't think you have to.
Made a donation.
You don't feel a little tinge of guilt for taking the money?
No.
Zero guilt.
And not watching.
Maybe one day in my life, I'll watch it. So that's just the way I look at it. Maybe when I'm 67 years
down
old.
Down the road, you'll watch it. Yeah, when you're drawing Social Security.
Yeah, it'll cost way more than $3.98.
They'll be as old as Brooks.
So,
I've only seen Shawshank once. I don't get that reference, but I'm sure it's a movie reference.
So, Xander Schauffele wins his second major championship. And
man, he was so good yesterday.
He was so good. It's funny how these guys, once they... Not often, but sometimes, if you win one and then that kind of calms you and you go on a little run. Remember how dominant Jordan was there, when he won 4 or 5 majors. Brooks, had that era there where he was sort of dominant.
Jordan won 3. He didn't win 4 or 5.
Okay.
You talking about Spieth?
And Schauffele now, he's in his Xander Schauffele moment and he's knocked out too. Traditionally, if you get 2 majors, you're eligible for the Hall of Fame. You're technically kind of a Hall of Fame.
It's pretty impressive.
He's a lock.
He's still only 30. He's young.
Yeah, and so you would assume that now with his newfound confidence that he'll close out a couple more at some point in his career.
He loves shooting 65 on the final day, too. He did it at the PGA. He did it at the Open.
I think he's one of 2 people. I think he and Jack are the only guys that have won multiple majors, shooting 65 in a final round. Well, pretty impressive.
And he's also only one of, I think, five players in history to win their first two majors in the same year.
Right.
Spieth was the last guy to do it about 10 years ago. And, he was just awesome. The Americans, they sweep the majors. Xander winning two, Scheff winning the Masters, and DeChambeau winning the U.S. Open. First time that's happened since 1982.
I have to say this will irritate the golf, snobs out there. And I love, you know me, I love it. And I've always loved watching championship golf. I mean, I watch golf for 40 years. I've never particularly enjoyed the British Open. Like, it's not my favorite to watch on TV. Mm-hmm. And I really don't like these court. I really don't like the British layouts.
You don't like links golf.
It's not my favorite. Where you, what really irritates me is you miss the green, and then the ball rolls all the way, nowhere near the bunker, all the way around. Does a 360? It goes. You know, it's going. It's everything it's going funnels in, into the bunkers.
True.
And I just don't like it. I don't like it.
You don't like link style. You wouldn't have really fun like going it. Over
you
there then.
You don't like the birthplace of golf.
Don't really like it.
You're not a fan.
Not really a huge fan.
You like Americanized golf.
Yeah, I mean, I like...
You're American. There's no shame in saying that. You like American golf.
Yeah, I just don't like... And I got buddies that go to Ireland every year. Right. You gotta go to the little... I literally have zero desire to go to Ireland.
You're you know what? I'll pass on that trip.
Well, I just don't need to go and play on some dirty-ass brown golf course and roll my ball
I generally agree with you.
For 7,000 yards.
I like looking at... I don't consume a lot of golf. But when I do, I like that course to look pristine.
I like it look nice and plush.
Like super green.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy. I don't care about dunes and seaside link style. I don't care about
that. Well, so much is luck. And it's the birthplace of golf. I get it. And I'm just saying, for me, it's not my thing. Just kind of like the Pinehurst and all those. That's not my thing. And part of it is because I know I would be dreadful at it. I would shoot 200 in those courses.
Those coffin bunkers would be impossible.
And it's so much luck. Like, just depending upon where you are in the bunker, where yours rolls into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it ain't for me. But it takes it takes tremendous talent to be able to navigate it and to do what Xander and, hell, even what Justin Rose did on Sunday and those guys. I mean, very impressive.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, they know that that's where you're going to get killed because, you know, if the ball's, unless it's in the high gorse stuff, you know, mm-hmm. where you kind of lose the ball. But if it's in just off the fairway, you know, it's findable.
It's playable.
It's playable. You can hit it out of there. But if you're in those coffin bunkers or those.
But I don't know how you avoid them.
Fairway bunkers. Well, you have to know how far they are and.
Well, you got to be really precise with your iron shots. I think the one year when Tiger won, didn't hit driver and he won.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure he was in a bunker the whole week. Like, I think he truly was brilliant at avoiding the bunkers that week.
Right.
And that's just how you have to do it. And God bless him. It ain't for me.
I was really pulling for Horschel. I wanted to see Horschel win.
Yeah, I kind of was rooting for him. I was also rooting for the older guys. I was rooting for Justin and Adam Scott and those guys. I could size for old.
Yeah. I like Adam Scott. I like Adam Scott better than Rose, but I was really rooting for Horschel. But he just didn't, he couldn't keep up with Shoffley. Shoffley was just on fire.
Drabby, did you have a long shot bet on Thurston Lawrence at 600-1?
No, but that would have been amazing. I did put a Sunday morning bet in on Justin Rose with a little boost, got it to 11-1. I was butt size at church, refreshing it, not paying attention, having a sweat, and then Xander just started making everything. Wrecked my afternoon.
Oh, can I say the other thing that bugs me? Sorry, it just bugs me. I understand it. I'm not saying that I'm right. But when it's raining a little bit and I got to watch a blurry picture because it's foggy and there's drips.
There's droplets of water on the lens.
There's so many foggy lens shots that I just don't like it.
Well, you certainly saw that on.
I want a nice, clean picture, crisp, 4K, silly.
Yeah.
I can't. I just can't. The British ain't for me.
It's not for you.
I mean, I would be psyched to hoist that trophy. It is an incredible achievement. It's
you like the claret jug, but you hate the event.
It's not my favorite event.
You hate the courses, or as Valdez likes to call it, because he's a golf nerd. Is it the Rota?
Yeah, the rotation of courses they use. Yeah.
There you have it.
And I'm not downing. Like, it's a historic, it's an incredible achievement. Maybe it's the greatest achievement in golf, but it is just not for me visually.
But everyone who everybody I know who's gone over there to play those courses,
they all love it.
They love it.
I know.
They love it. Now, the weather can be iffy.
I don't concise for that
and
either.
I wouldn't want to play in rain and wind. I wouldn't want to play that.
Rain and wind play.
It seems like there's about a week during the calendar year where you might be safe.
The weather's awful. Literally, there's nothing appealing about it other than the history of it.
But I just love it because it's, it's a major.
Yeah, of course. I got all the great players. Every second of it that I was home. I even watch on my phone when my daughter's performing, like dive and swimming. I'm watching.
I love watching it because it comes on early.
But on its best day, it's the third best major, probably the fourth. I mean, the PGA might edge it out just because it's not on a gross, burned out old course.
PGA also has a pretty good field. It gets denigrated because of the club pros, but
right.
It still has a pretty good field too.
The Masters is the Masters. The U.S. Open is the most democratic open in golf. The PGA is the strongest field in golf. And the Open Championship is the most historic tournament.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And listen, I think you could make the argument that, it's number one for some people. And it's, I get it.
I couldn't believe that psycho was in the water in the Irish Sea or whatever it was.
I didn't see that 1 second clip.
Holding up the sign for Justin Rose.
Yeah.
I mean, what are the water temps there? 55 degrees?
It's got to be chilly.
He's doing cold plunge.
I mean, what is he doing?
All right, coming up at 7 o'clock.
Real quick, I'm sorry. The other thing about Shoffley?
Yeah.
What's amazing about him is now that he's got the two majors, like you say, he's Hall of Famer, and he'll be in the discussion for Player of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Scheffler odds on favorite because of the number of wins, but when you win two majors, you're certainly in the discussion. This guy hasn't missed a cut since the Masters of 2022.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty sick run.
I mean, that's unbelievable. That's not to have one bad week.
Very impressive.
Well, call Tiger, because Tiger, remember, Tiger...
Tiger, but it's pretty impressive.
All right, coming up at 7, John Keim from ESPN.com covers the Commanders. He'll join us on Training Camp Eve. That's coming up at 7 o'clock here on The Junks.